Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Neil, how are you, buddy?
Yes.
Thank you for joining us. I'd like to start with the NBA draft, if you're good with that. The NBA draft's always fun to watch, always exciting. There is, I don't think, any real intrigue in the top two picks, but then there's pretty damn wide open.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, Cooper Flagg has been the number one pick for quite a while. Dylan Harper probably goes number two, and then who knows what's going to happen. You know, I think that these are the best type of drafts where, you know, it leaves a little bit open for some chaos.
There it is.
There we go. Now I feel better. Now I can dial in. But I think, you know, the locally here to see what Washington gets, and I'm not saying select, see what they get at number six, because we're really not sure who's going to go in the 3, 4, and 5 slots.
When you look at Ace Bailey, who has turned into the most intriguing guy in this draft, you can dive into whether you would draft him or not in terms of some of the other concerns. But if he's there at 6, I'm curious, you know, if the Wizards take him, being someone who's so analytically dialed in, Neil, do you think his game translates in terms of how much he loves to shoot the mid-range jumper? Do you think he can extend that out to the three-point line? Or do you think that's something that, even though that's where he lives, that'll work just fine in the NBA as well?
Well, I think Kevin Durant has taught us that you can, if you're really good at the mid-range shot, you can take the mid-range shot. Analytically speaking, it's not the most efficient, but, you know, that's a broad stroke brush. Mm-hmm. And there's certainly players that can probably make it work. And, you know, I think when you have a talent like his, you know, some people are arguing that he should go number two. So I think to be able to get that at number six is going to be interesting. But, you know, he's not afraid to shoot the ball. He can, you know, he's really good at – I think what we'll see what translates is not necessarily his mid-range jumper, but he takes a lot of contested twos. And, you know, a contested shot in the NCAA versus the NBA is very, very different. That to me is really what I'm going to be looking at. But, you know, he's a good athlete. He can make some blocks. He can dunk. He can get to the rim. He's a good rebounder. He lacks a little bit of polish off the dribble, but, you know, again, it's a college kid coming into the NBA, and the Wizards aren't in contention necessarily, so he's got plenty of time to learn.
Who's your favorite pick in the draft? Like, if they obviously Flag and I think Harper are gone, who would you want them to get at 6? Do you have a favorite?
I think Bailey's the guy. I mean, I think Bailey makes a lot of sense. Maybe Trey Johnson, but the guard position I think is in a different state now with the Wizards after the trade. So I think getting a forward that can you know, mesh with a guy like Alex Saar, and then you have, you know, the guard, Bob Carrington probably gets a little bit of a bigger role after the trade. So I think a talented forward makes sense. I'm not convinced Ace Bailey is going to be there. There's just too much smoke everywhere. Like, he's not taking workouts, and, you know, there's just so much off the court negative talk about Ace Bailey. I don't know if he'll be there at 6, but if he is, I think it makes a lot of sense for Washington to take him.
You're feeling a zag here, Greenberg? Are there odds on that? I do wonder if he keeps turning down invites everywhere, maybe he has, you know what I mean? Like, maybe he has some assurance that the rest of us are unaware of.
Well, what if that's the Wiz?
Maybe. He certainly might, but also I believe nothing during draft season. Like, I don't believe anything is as what it seems. I think there's a lot of money on the table, and what you're doing, you know, if you are saying the teams 2, 3, and 4, or 3, 4, and 5, you know, don't draft me, you are leaving first contract money on the table in hopes that you can really make an impact and the second contract becomes bigger. I think that's a big risk, especially with a team like Washington. I'm not convinced. I'm not saying that he's not going to Washington. I'm just saying that I don't believe anything during draft season in any sport. It's all smokescreen. No one has any incentive to say exactly what they're going to do. It just seems to be a lot of stuff around Ace Bailey at this time of year.
What do you make of the Duke guys outside of Cooper Flagg? If Ace Bailey's gone and they have the chance at potentially Con Knipple, who JP really likes, or Kaman Maluwach, who I really like as a potential double big to help out with Alex Saar there, which of those guys do you prefer, and do you think one of those guys could end up being the pick tonight?
Yeah, I think Knipple is probably where I would lean, only because you have Alex Saar at center. Knipple is a good shooter. He can do the pick and roll. He's he's a crafty little player. I think you want young players that can make stuff happen, especially if they're going to be kind of learning the game, for lack of a better phrase, with a team that's not necessarily contending. I think that Knipple will probably be gone before 6. But I would say be Bailey 1, Knipple 2nd, and then, the center out of Duke would be the third choice. But, man, what a front court that would be. You got a towering rim protector with some ability to switch. And then you have, obviously, Saar, who was, all-rookie team this year. That'd be an interesting building block. But I don't think that's necessarily how you build for the NBA. I don't actually think that you need like a dominating front court. I think you're much better off with wings and guards and kind of building that way. But, again, the Wizards are going to have to take what they get because they're picking number 6.
Talking with our friend Neil Greenberg here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV. You can follow Greenberg at @ngreenberg. Read his work in the Washington Post. Greenberg, how about this? Vegas must know something. My man, I just pulled up odds for tonight to be drafted in the top 5. Con Knipple's -1,000. So Vegas sure as hell doesn't think he's getting to the Wiz at 6. Trey Johnson, -330 to go top 5. And then your boy, Ace Bailey, -200 to go in the top 5.
Yeah, so I think Trey Johnson goes to Utah. But again, I mean, there's just too much talk around Bailey for there not to be something there. I think that, whenever you have uncertainty in the mid-top part of the draft, obviously you're always better off taking a shot at plus money than you would be, minus. But it does also reflect kind of where the sharp money going. Now, I will say this. It doesn't take a lot to move those markets.
Sure.
It doesn't take a lot of money, a lot of action, because there's so much uncertainty. We've seen that in the NFL with, the number one pick or first-round quarterback picks, et cetera. So I don't take them necessarily as gospel as I would like an NFL line on Sunday afternoon, but it's definitely showing you where the general conventional wisdom is right now.
What'd you make of the Jordan Poole trade yesterday?
I like it for Washington. I mean, they don't need star players. They don't need good players. They need flexibility in the cap, and they need up-and-coming players. So it makes complete sense to me. And for once, they're really embracing this rebuild, and I feel like they're doing it the right way. Cap flexibility is key because you can hopefully entice a free agent or two. Your young guys develop, and then you can start to contend. It won't take a lot for the Wizards to become contenders if they can use that money and get free agents to come there in a year or two. They can almost instantly become playoff contenders. So I think that this is a very, very smart move and the right move for the organization.
I also, much like Mitchell Parker, I pronounce myself the foremost Bub Carrington supporter in town when he was drafted. I just really like his game. I think this is the right step for Bub. Like, let Bub run the team. And Poole was just such a, not in a bad way, but just such a me-first kind of gunner that, like...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I don't want to say addition by subtraction because I don't think they're like better, but I think it's better for these kids to develop without Jordan Poole around. And much like Eric Bickle got mad when everybody was calling Eric Bieniemy EB, I at least got confused when I was watching Wizards broadcast and they would say JP.
Well, I always thought they were talking about you.
yeah.
That was just my default.
Well, I knew they weren't when he said JP nails it from deep. There's no chance that's JP Finley.
You don't know about my 3-point shooting prowess in high school.
But yeah, I think that this is, and this is what I mean about, you know, clearing the decks a little bit, seeing what they have in the young players. This gives Bub a chance to show that he could be the playmaking complement to McCollum, who can score. And you know, I love having like this veteran guy being able to mentor this rookie that has shown a lot of flash and shown a bunch of upside. And this is what you want. You want to see if he's the guy, and if he's not, you got a bunch of cap space and draft picks to find the guy. So yeah, I think this is great for his development, and I really like him as a player. You know, he's shown he could do a little bit of everything. You know, he can score, he can dish it. He was healthy. You know, I think all that is very important.
What do you think the chances are the Wiz trade the pick tonight?
Pretty low. I mean, you're still picking sixth, so I don't think there's enough talent here to move back. Unless you absolutely get blown away with an offer. But I see like a team that has, you know, 6 first round draft picks or whatever it was being in a better spot to move up. I certainly think if, you know, one of the team's packages 3 or 4, you know, first round picks this year, next year, maybe you consider it. But Washington also has the 18th pick. So it's not like they necessarily need a bevy of picks here. Especially if Ace Bailey is available. If he's not available, maybe that changes the rubric a little bit. But I think if Ace Bailey is available at number 6, you make the pick.
What do you make of Derek Queen as a potential pro, and yeah, where do you think he ends up landing, and what range tonight?
Yeah, probably in the early double digits, maybe to Chicago. You know, we saw him, you know, pretty much will Maryland in the tournament with the Crab 5. So, you know, very, very talented player. Probably could really blossom in a larger role. You know, can he, you know, he's got the upside, right? And he's got the ability to score inside. He does some rebounding, et cetera. You know, as long as that game translates to the NBA, you know, I think that he could be a really good mid-first-round pick for a team like Chicago, maybe Atlanta, who's probably also in the market for a big man. I think those are the two spots that he probably is going to land in.
So you can get odds on who gets picked at number 6. Ace Bailey plus 150, Jeremiah Fears plus 210, Trey Johnson plus 350. Malawach, Knipple on down. I almost wonder if that's good money on Fears at plus 210, kind of thinking he'll beat. I mean, who do we think is definitely gone early? Flag,
well,
Harper.
But also, does Washington take a guard?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, they just did this trade to kind of give Bub a bigger role,
yeah,
you know, alongside McCollum. You know, would they pick a guard? I'm not sure they do. I'm not sure that. I think they just got to flesh out their roster and get upside everywhere. So betting on a guard in that spot makes me a little bit nervous. I think one of the Duke's big men is probably a better bet in those spots.
If you like, Knipples plus 900, Malawach plus 500. That to me is saying they think Knipples going to be gone and Malawach.
I was about to say, yeah, Knipple could be a top four pick. I don't know. Getting plus money on Ace Bailey to me makes a lot of sense because there is a lot of evidence that that's the direction he's trending towards.
Which of the teams ahead of Washington, assuming Ace Bailey is going to get taken ahead of them, which of the teams you think does it? Do the Sixers do it after he canceled the workout? Hornets, Jazz?
Charlotte.
Okay.
Charlotte. That would probably be my guess.
But, dude, if you don't want to take a guard and the draft goes Flag, Harper, Bailey, Edgecombe, Knipple, like if those guys go top five, then it's got to be Trey Johnson or Fears, right? Otherwise, you're looking. What's that?
Malawach.
Or Malik.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think Trey Johnson you could maybe get away with because the whole point, I think, of Bob Carrington is they want him to be able to be on the ball more. I think Trey Johnson can work off the ball as a two guard. I think Fears is more ball dominant. So maybe if you draft him with Bob Carrington, that's a little more redundant of kind of you just got rid of a guy that was a ball dominant guard in Jordan Poole and you're bringing one in. But I think Trey Johnson, if he were there, would be a fine pick as well.
Yeah, I think, though, that this is where Washington would start to discuss trading, right? Because at that point, if you don't have a perfect fit, then you're probably better off taking more bites at the apple, you know, assuming that you can still stay, you know, in the top 10, top 12 or something, or get, you know, a high first rounder next year. I think that's when you start to look at offers. But if you're, but as long as Ace Bailey's on the board, I think that's where you gravitate towards. But yeah, it should be interesting. I mean, I'm very interested to see what happens here because, as I said, Washington could be competitive in the next 2 years, and it's quite possible that the player that they draft here is a big part of it.
Dude, when do they even want to be competitive? I almost wonder.
Well,
if
probably
it's like
with
not
the when Giannis becomes a free agent, right? Like that to me is the first window if you're clearing some space, you know, to see if you can lure a guy like that into the building. Because that makes you legitimate right away. Other people will probably want to come here. So
we got,
you know,
good
you
Greek
have to
food. St. Sophia's has that big ass Greek fest every fall.
Neil, it feels like
I'm sure they deliver too.
They need,
you know, maybe there's like more options at Capital One Arena.
Yeah.
So I think that you know that's what you have to look for. You have to take that shot and then see where you're going. If for some reason a player like that doesn't want to play here, well, then you got to reassess and figure out how you're going to grow this thing. Are you going to go maybe like, you know, the OKC route where you just get lucky and have all your young talent develop and peak at the same time, plus you have a bunch of draft picks waiting in the wings. But that would be my guess, is that you build this young core and then you get one or two free agents that can really take you over the top.
It feels like they need that star. I mean, you were kind of just alluding to it. What do you think is the most likely way, regardless of if it's 2 years, 5 years down the line, what do you think the most likely way is for the Wizards to get that star? Is it going to be through free agency? Do they build a team appealing enough to go get one of these guys? Is it just going to have to be through the draft? Or do you think they could trade for a guy down the line?
I think that they will develop some talent through the draft and then spend money in free agency. I think that's the path that we're going because that's the quickest path. If you're able to do it correctly in terms of free agents that will you know, be worth the money and not just getting names for the sake of getting names.
Well, and they got boned in the lottery.
Well, yeah, that's the other thing too, right? I mean, if they would have gotten the first or even second pick here, maybe we have a different conversation. But I do think that they'll need a marquee young guy in the building to make it happen. They probably have a year, maybe two more to get that. But I think that's probably the direction that we see. Young talent, and then really take a heavy swing on a free agent or two to take them over the top.
Will you have any action tonight?
No, I can't bet draft picks where I live, unfortunately.
Come on over, dude.
So I'll just live vicariously through you.
White Brian's going to be throwing dimes all over the board. Don't worry about it.
Hope. I can only bet dimes anywhere, like literal dimes.
Yeah, because they've shut me down. I got to introduce you to some people, Neil. There are still people in this.
I don't know. Terms and conditions just popped up on the betting sites that they're going to void, like, syndicate-type bets. So
I'm crazy.
Toxic. You don't want to be anywhere near me.
Toxic Neil Greenberg. That's what we call him. Thank you for the time, buddy. Appreciate it.
Love you guys. Stay cool. Have a great weekend.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.